This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Get a 149.com with code MMA149. TiVo, get $50 off a Romeo DVR with code MMA. Venso, get 15% off your order with code MMA Nuts. Woo! Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 216. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, by MMA fans, for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on, Maestro?
Here he goes. Hey, Maestro!
Holy shit, we haven't heard that in a while.
He probably would remember us. Not much, you know, I'm kind of dreading winter because today it was really fucking cold in Chicago all of a sudden.
We're hitting the 30s for some reason. I think we saw snow the other morning.
Oh, it was snowing. I saw snowflakes yesterday.
Fucking October. Like, beginning of October.
Ooh, too early. Too early for snow. What's happening on your end of the recliner section?
Still on the TRTs.
Nice. Well, plurals.
I like to go to two doctors,
both administering TRT independently of each other.
Well, the funny thing is, when you start going through this program, you start calling other doctors because, you know, typically the insurance doesn't pay for this, so it's out of pocket.
Ah.
And none of them will write you a fucking prescription. They're all being twats, like, oh, you got to come in the office, and then the one will write a prescription, but they're all very
twattish.
Yes, and they want to make sure that you're not seeing another doctor.
Are you seeing anyone else?
No. Why are your balls the size of peas, sir?
Don't worry about it.
It's all this acne up on your back.
It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Natural.
Yeah. Why do you look like the Kung Lee?
I don't know.
Oh.
Are you getting swole?
Yeah. Not really.
Are you lifting trucks right now?
No. But that's why I don't feel like the dose is adequate.
We're
doing a blood test this week, and then we'll see where my levels are.
He's out there like, let me get this for you. He just picks up a Volkswagen.
We're only swollen.
Stuck in the mud? No problem.
Yeah. It's all good. So speaking of TRTs and drugs.
Is it time for the news?
Oh, my God. Here we go again. Who gets popped this week? I feel like it should be the Wheel of Fortune. We just spin it, and whoever we drug test is going to fucking fail.
Yes.
So this week, Kung Lee is the lucky recipient.
That would be awesome.
HGH.
Like, if we had a wheel that was, like, all the people we suspected, and somehow the athletic commission was, like, on board with this, and we just spin it, and they go, yes, we will test so-and-so.
He gets popped. Holy fuck. What are the odds? $1,000,001, Doc.
That would be amazing.
$1,000,001.
I would love it. Except then people would watch the show, and then they'd probably know they were about to get tested.
You're not going to be able to get clean in a day, you know.
No, but you might.
Yeah, it depends what you're doing.
If you have one of those fake penises.
Fake dicks. And always go black. I don't care if you're white.
Do they make a Hispanic version?
Whatever.
White or black and Hispanic? Yes.
All the above.
So you were saying TRT. Did someone get busted for TRT?
Kung Lee got popped for HGH.
Oh.
And it was weird, too, because they originally decided, let's suspend him for 9 months. And then I think a bunch of people were crying online. And then they decide, we're going to do 12 months on him.
Well, he got HGH, right?
Yeah.
And is there any way to have an elevated level of HGH naturally?
I don't know. I don't know these things.
Is it possible?
If only we knew, like, a doctor or an endocrinologist who
should
some light.
Had Craig Perlman on the show, but we missed the opportunity there.
Oh, he's coming on.
I meant to message him. I forgot. He said supposedly Kung said, well, you know, I was on a natural diet, and, you know, there's many natural ways to boost my HGH. I have no idea how I'd possibly fail this test. Okay.
Just because he's, like, better at 42 than...
Yeah,
you look at his body type. I think I deleted the slide, but his body type for this fight against Bisping versus what his fight prior was at somewhere Rich Franklin, and you know, just the last three fights, he looked like a 40-year-old man.
Yes,
the guy's fucking swole,
crazy big.
Brian Stan calls him out, and then Brian Stan turns out to be right. I don't like it. Shouldn't be calling out fighters.
He knows what's up.
He's probably on the juice, too.
Stan?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Those who yell the loudest about not juicing are probably the ones that are juicing to the gills.
Perhaps.
Tim Kennedy?
Doubtful.
He does look pretty big, though.
I'm just saying, GSP.
Well.
The people that are the most vocal are probably the dirtiest.
Could be.
BJ Penn. Just kidding. I just trying to slip one in there. See if you'll go along with it.
Speaking of Tim Kennedy, there's some people who gave me shit about my comments. On the whole Tim Kennedy, Yoel Romero situation.
What about?
I don't know.
Saying the 30 seconds is a world of difference to recover?
Yeah, like.
I think I agree. 30 seconds. Well, you look at Joe Rogan's assessment of it. He thought 30 seconds is a world of difference to get back into the game. My contention is, well, what's your contention? You want to clarify.
So well, we talked about it last week. I feel like it's not a big deal. Like, it really fucking matters, you know?
Right.
Does it matter? It makes no difference.
Well, in counter side or flip side to the coin is Tim Kennedy had the same amount of time to recover.
Correct.
But Kennedy, and I think you had addressed it, said mentally he was checked out because he already thought he won twice. Once at the very end of the second round, and then once when he didn't get off the stool. So his head wasn't right when he came back into the
fight. Whose fault is that? I thought he was supposed to be some sort of Army Ranger. Should his head not always be right?
Well, maybe if he'd stop shooting up on the juice.
Yeah.
Maybe he could think straight.
Maybe.
Allegedly.
Plus, if his only strategy was to rope-a-dope, get his ass kicked for two rounds.
The Homer Simpson?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to let this guy beat me senseless for two rounds, and then I'm going to kick his ass. That's his plan? I don't know. That doesn't seem like a very good strategy.
So, not really.
I have a lot of respect for Tim Kennedy, but, I mean, they showed the video after we did our show of them backstage.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a short version and a long version, but Yoel seemed like he did the right thing. He wanted to come over talk to him, and Kennedy was all like, what the fuck? You know, you get off the stool, like, hello, and he just kind of dismissed him or whatever. I get it. He was heated. But he did look swollen that video. He looked pretty big. He was like, wah.
Yeah. Both of them, right?
Yes. whatever.
It's curious.
Eh.
So anyway, the Kung Lee. So here's another guy who tests positive and
for HIV?
Yes.
Or HGH.
If you're anything, are you sure? I'm HIV positive.
Yes.
Thank you, South Parks.
Nice.
And there's a couple ways I want to go. First, I guess we should talk about, here's a lot of people crying about Michael Bisping, who has probably fought the most people
everybody
that have been on the juice.
Poor guy.
And, you know, win or lose, he seems to be singled out, but I would argue that there's so many people on the juice that the deeper you dig into this rabbit hole, the more you're going to find out you should have never went into it in the first place.
Yeah.
Because now, I think Lorenzo came out, and I don't know if they're going to start this in 2015, but random drug testing is coming for every single fighter on the UFC roster.
Wow.
And it's great, and it's terrible, because what happens when you test everybody and everyone fails, then what? Wow. You don't have a fucking league anymore.
That isn't going to happen.
Are they going to get smarter and not do it? They're going to catch everybody. Or they're going to say it's random and then tell them, hey, your random drug test is coming in 3 weeks. You might want to, wink, wink, be ready for it.
Yes.
I don't know. Seems like the bigger thing that they should address is weight cutting. Mm-hmm. And not the
PEDs.
Why is
that, Matt?
Well, because I look at, have PEDs... Someone that's tested positive. Has anybody killed another person in the octagon, in the ring, while they were juiced to the gills?
Not thus far.
Thank you.
It may
happen. Validated.
It could happen.
I think they should all be juiced to the gills. I don't think we should test. It's either you go all the way one way or go all the way the other. Go Pride way. Go the Pride way. Don't test. Encourage them. Let's let them be all they can be.
Hmm. Isn't that a slogan for someone?
Something.
Be all you can be.
Like, something. I fear that we're going to have, like, the product is getting watered down as it is. And now you're going to take guys off of supplements. So, in effect, you're going to water down the product even more to a lower level.
Right.
So, goddamn, the guys are having a hard enough time fighting 3 5-minute rounds while being supplemented, and now you take that away. What the fuck are they going to do? Go to, like, 2-minute rounds? Because we can't keep up that kind of a pace? You're going to ruin the sport.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, the sport is getting ruined right before our eyes.
Because of the TRT?
Because of the drug testing.
I blame Vitor Belfort
for this. This whole thing up for everybody.
Damn you, Vitor.
Fucking ass.
You had the hyper juice. You know?
I don't know if it was his fault. I think it was John Jones' fault. Because he got UFC 151 canceled.
Oh, yeah. 2 years ago, right?
So somehow it all relates
right
back
around
to
this time,
John.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right around now. Yeah, fuck you, John Jones.
And look at his roid rage. He freaks out at that press conference. Starts
still
a fight.
There, pussy?
You tell me that guy's not a juice? He's ultra aggressive.
Yeah.
Ultra aggressive.
Wow.
We're making a lot of allegations this show. I love it. Let's just keep
throwing tomatoes
it.
Across the screen. See what sticks.
Yes.
So weight cutting. You're saying the weight cutting is more dangerous than TRT.
Yes. And a prime example is this weekend we have fucking... I've never heard of this shit before. You have Cody McKenzie decides, I'm having trouble making the weight, so I'm going to go fucking donate a pint of blood to make weight. Are you fucking retarded? Are you kidding me right now?
Well, it seems strange that he would remove precious bodily fluids.
I can think of another way to get rid of some fluids.
Not a pint.
Whacking off.
I think of what.
Whacking off.
Jeez.
Might as well just drain your balls while you're at it.
Yeah. And I don't know that the commission should have allowed him to fight, even. That seems extremely dangerous. Because blood, you know, the brain situation, everything involving around that. How could he possibly recover?
Well, what if he took the blood out, put it in the freezer overnight, and then put it back into his body?
Is that called doping?
Yeah. Blood doping. Isn't that what all those cyclists were doing back in the day? Or we had a friend who told us.
You imply that it was... past tense. I believe they are
still doing that. Hey, that's neither here nor there.
It supposedly works. It's not very good for you. Because I think it makes your heart work extremely hard because you're putting extra fluids in that aren't supposed to be there.
You just took them out 24 hours ago. You should be all right, right?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not a doctor.
It puts a lot of strain on your cardiovascular system.
I don't know.
People are crazy. I find it insane that some of the shit these people do to their bodies.
Right. So... here's another guy. Okay, so we're not going to go through the normal process of sweating it out or whatever.
Like
fuck it. Let's just do blood.
What do you do? Go and get hammered, too?
Might as well, but is there no one else going to throw a shit fit about this?
Well, here's a question. This is an interesting question, now that you brought this up.
Mm-hmm.
If you remove the blood, right, could you put it right back?
Technically,
would
you
that
could.
Be illegal?
You could
rules?
Technically do it.
It's your blood.
Well, you don't have to tell everybody. I don't know why this guy's out there advertising that.
Could you remove like 2 pints of blood and then you can lose 2 pounds?
Good.
And how many can you? How many do they take when they take blood?
There's probably a level. I would say, I'm not a doctor either, but I'd say 2 pints. You got to, Michael Bisping's got to come out. And no more blood loss.
What if you put it right back immediately, like within an hour?
If you're going to do it rectally, fine. Just fine.
I'm just saying. It would be okay, right? I mean, even if you, as long as, do you have to physically be standing while you're weighing in? Could you lay on the scale?
That's fine. Airlift me in or something. Just like you get a crane.
They put you in a, like a
little bobcat.
Like a cylinder thing and you're just
get
in there.
Bobcat.
Like, don't worry. He's fine.
It'll all work out.
Is that a rule? Do you have to be able to stand on the scale?
I believe so. You should be able to walk there under your own power.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a rule?
Sure.
Whose rule is that? That's
mine.
Blasphemy.
I'm on the athletic commission, so now I'm running it. But you got to do something. When people are donating blood to fucking make weight, we have a severe problem
bananas.
In MMA. No more weight cutting. Why won't they take a stand on that? We're going to take a stand on the things that will make you a better fucking fighter, but we're not going to do anything. We're not even going to address weight cutting. Oh, fucking everyone's doing it. Yeah, this guy's donating blood. Right? Good for him.
Pretty
He's
much.
A good Samaritan.
Yes.
Mm, I guess. I think just ban all weight classes, Ingo. Open weights. That's the extreme solution, but we need a solution to this problem because right now someone's going to die. And donating your blood to make weight ain't the way to do it. You're doing it wrong.
I agree.
Doing it wrong. We'll move right along. So Josh Berkman... is back in the UFC.
Yes.
After like a 6-year absence.
The John
something.
Fitch killer, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Guess who his first fight's against?
Who?
Hector Lombard.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Sorry, welcome Josh. Back.
That is a motherfucker of a fight. Well, no one wanted to fight Hector. Everyone kept ducking him. I think Was it Tyron Woodley? Was the rumored fight? No, I'm not going to have any part of that. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a 6-fight deal, even. Got a lot.
Berkman?
Yeah.
It seems like that doesn't mean anything, though, right? It's a 6-fight deal, but if you lose, no. They can cut you anytime.
You know, it's not like you're guaranteed money like some of these leagues or organizations. And speaking of other organizations, I want to say, I just read a story about the NFL that said something like 79 football players that have died, 76 of them had some severe brain damage.
True. Yeah.
Like, fuck. Here's another tie back to MMA. Do you think we're going to see that trend? Because this is another, you're getting fucking rocked all the time in the head.
I do. And I don't think the fight is the problem, because the fight is over quickly. It's highly controlled. It's, you know, stopped when it needs to be. But it's all the training involved. And some of these guys, I mean, I know guys are getting smarter.
Nowadays.
But, I mean, you had like some of these fighters that are in there like sparring 3 times a week and just getting their bell rung constantly. I mean, I forgot who it was, but there were several stories I remember in the last couple of years where guys would say like, oh, yeah, he got KO'd in training.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why his lights got shut off so easily in the fight, because he was knocked out 2 weeks ago. You know?
Yeah, because he hadn't fully recovered. And forgot, who's the boxer? Was it Pacquiao that they were saying? One of the boxers that got KO'd, and I think Rogan was talking about on his podcast, where he got KO'd and his manager and or trainer was saying, you're not going to fight again for at least 6 months or a year, taking that much time off to recover.
They say that's how long it takes.
A good idea, because you look at the trend of some of these guys, and who's the latest one? Overeem, probably. He got knocked out earlier in his career and then made a resurgence. But then he's off the sauce, and then, again, getting chinny. And
it seems like the sauce aids your chin, which is strange. Yeah. Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe it thickens your neck, and your traps come up so you have more cushions.
Yeah.
I don't know. We need a scientific study done on
some sort of, like, the reason why testosterone makes you more prone to be susceptible to damage. I mean, it's strange.
And like the Bigfoot, that's the perfect example. Him versus Hunt, and then him versus Arlovsky.
Yeah. Plus, repeated brain trauma has shown to be a contributing factor to low testosterone. So I wonder if, as you get knocked out more, your testosterone drops, so it makes you more susceptible to getting knocked out for that reason, because your T level is so low.
You're making a case for we should just have more PEDs in MMA.
Here you go.
Just say it. There you go.
He's riding this horse till it bucks him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. We'll see. I think the head trauma thing we won't see for another 10 to 15 years maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Once the guys like Chuck Liddell's and Vanderlei Silva's and Chris Lieben's and some of these other guys that took maybe even like a BJ Penn, guys who took punishment but never really
I wonder, is that worse? Like, say you're a guy that has a good chin and you just absorb all those shots versus actually getting knocked the fuck out. So you're not taking that more. You're just taking, like an Arlovsky, like you get hit and you're out.
Yeah. I mean, look at Muhammad Ali. I mean, that's a prime example of a guy who took a lot of punishment in his career. And look at what happened. I mean, even Evander Holyfield, that guy's not the same. You know, he took a lot of punishment.
Well,
the
same that a lot of those guys get punch drunk.
Yeah. You just get beat up too much, you know. So we'll see. I'm interested. In about 10 years, I think, so Chuck will be like, what, 50s? You'll start to see. You're going to see some major guys in MMA probably do stupid shit like some of these NFL guys you see, like Junior Seau, like, committed suicide. There's all these guys, like, who've done this weird, crazy stuff. By far, I think football's the worst. But I'm surprised there isn't more of it in hockey, which is such a violent sport.
Oh, there's some in hockey. The biggest thing are the enforcers.
Yeah.
Because they're on all the fights. Yeah. And they're the ones that have, and I forgot what the fuck they have, the enforcer, one of the guys that died. But, I forgot the other guy.
Marty McSorley?
One. No, but those guys go out, and we talked about that too. Him and he fucking hit Donald Brashear in the back of the head with a full. He was trying to hit him in the shoulder. Got a little high on that one.
Sorry.
Oh my god! How you're never playing hockey again from that move. But some of the enforcers had some brain damage too and some issues. So
yes, before they started playing hockey.
Probably.
Not after.
Like, oozing it up.
Yeah.
And then, like, the cocaine, too, when you mentioned Probert.
Oh, yeah.
It was big on the coke.
Coked up.
It took so many people to fight that son of a bitch. Like, when he was, well, before the Blackhawks had him, when he was on the Red Wings, it would take the whole team of Blackhawks to fight this motherfucker. Like, Jesus Christ, you got, like, Chris Chelios, Steve Smith. I don't even know if you had Stu Grimson. You had Jeremy Roenick and Steve Larmer. You'd have the entire, and Belfour, fucking come on, get in there too. You'd have the whole fucking line attacking this motherfucker. No one could stop him. He was all coked up out of his mind. I think he was banned from playing hockey in Canada.
Yeah.
Yes. He had like a felony drug charge, right?
Crazy.
So the Red Wings go to Canada. Bob Probert stays home.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I believe that there was a time and place where maybe the organization may have encouraged this behavior.
Oh, yeah.
Because they wanted a guy who wasn't going to be fucked with.
So. No, he was probably the most feared enforcer of the time when he was on the Red Wings.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck, man. One-on-one, you're done.
Yeah.
You need a
whole
team. That's
why I love Red Wings hockey. Was it this year or last year? They tore down Joe Louis.
Built another one up?
Supposedly. I don't know. I don't want to think about it. But Detroit loves hockey. You know, we love hockey in our town. And those were the days. That's when I was, like, you know, coming up, high school, college.
Mm-hmm.
The Wings, you know, it was big. Yeah. Probert.
Wings, Blackhawks. That was always
big
a
rivalry.
Good time.
Huge rivalry. So, but, yeah, I'm surprised hockey hasn't had more of it. We'll see. I mean, maybe they'll get lucky. Maybe it won't have much, you know, I don't know. Because there is a lot of grappling, so, I mean, maybe the punishment level isn't as high, but the guys have gotten
these
smarter.
These fucking contact sports where you're slamming fucking bodies and heads. And
yeah. So I want my kids not to play these violent contact sports. I'm good with, like, soccer.
Yeah. Soccer's not violent.
Well, it is.
Don't head the ball.
It's violent, but it's more tame, so.
Okay. I think it's still pretty violent, right?
It can be. It depends. Depends what kind of soccer. Yeah. Like, the Premier League is pretty crazy, man. I think that's the by far the most talented league right now, and those guys play pretty rough. They do. They don't fuck around. And you got all the hooligans and all that shit.
Nice. You know? I like hooligans.
You ever see Green Street Hooligans?
No.
Dude, you should watch that movie. Really good. It's, who's the leading character? The little guy. Frodo? Is it Frodo?
Peter Dinklage. No, that little?
No, not Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage, not in Lord of the Rings.
I don't know. You're saying a little guy. I'm Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, look this up now. Anyways, that is a good movie. I think it's free on
Frodo?
Amazon. Green Street Hooligans. You'll love it because it's a great movie.
Green Street Hooligans.
It's a,
the man says.
Is
his name Elijah something or other?
Elijah Wood.
Thank you.
Did you see that movie?
No.
How'd you know that was the guy?
Because you said Frodo. And I thought his name started with an E.
It's an excellent film. It came out in 2005, but it's one of those movies where you like root for the, you're like, this motherfucker can act. Like, he was really good in that movie. It was probably his best film. And it was a good story, and it's all about soccer hooliganism and all that stuff, and you dig it. Anyways.
It's all about the hooligans.
Yeah, I think they toned that shit down now, so it's not as crazy as it used to be.
Not rioting and shit?
No.
Well, what fun is soccer then? If you're not rioting, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
All right. New fight announcement: Joe Lozon versus Diego Sanchez.
Yes.
We will have blood.
The bloodiest fight in UFC history, perhaps. Yes.
And you sent me that link with all those awesome fight posters, that movie fight posters that I can't post, but
yeah, it's on the underground. It is. Let me look it up. Hold on.
There's a thread, right?
It's on the underground. There's a thread going. It is called, I'm looking. It is called, not this. Shit, you sent me a lot of emails back this week. Hang on. Oh, it's called If Joe Lauzon vs. Diego Sanchez Was a Movie. So Google that, and you'll find it. There is some seriously hilarious. I don't know. These people are very good at Photoshop.
Yes.
It's like, whoa.
Someone's got some skills.
Yes. Amazing.
Like, it could be a movie poster maker.
Yes.
Like, that's his real-time job, this on the side.
For fun, yeah.
Yes.
Pretty amazing. But, you know, honestly, my initial reading on this fight is Joe Lozon via quick, like, 2 minutes or less.
I don't know. When you have the crazy, he brings out the crazy.
He does, but I feel like Joe can finish on the ground, and Diego's is not really that.
Diego hasn't really played on the ground much. Look earlier in his career, you used to think of Diego Sanchez in a scramble on the ground. That's what you're going to see. You're going to get a scramble. Yep. Now you're just going to see him bleed all over and drag you into some sort of brawl. Now you want to talk about brain damage. There's another guy. Holy fuck.
I forgot about him.
Shit. Yeah. That guy takes a lot of damage, and he's going to bleed. He's going to bleed.
Yes. So exciting. We'll see. Yes. UFC what? Like 182?
180 something. My low 80s.
Okay.
181-ish. Who knows?
Can't keep this shit straight.
I know. There's a lot. And then did you see these pictures of one of the hottest women in MMA working on some sort of Halloween costumes? Mm-mm. Kim Winslow getting her fucking freak on in some... Halloween costumes. We have her as a mermaid.
Okay.
Her as some sort of fairy. Not scary. Uh-huh. And her as Snow White. You want to taste my apple, Ingo?
It's creeping me out, man.
You want to taste it?
She's a tall lady.
She wants something in her mouth.
She didn't want to be on our show, so fuck her.
No?
Well, she thought we would be... You wanted to make sure the line of questioning would be appropriate.
No, it's said, never going to be appropriate.
Said, we can't promise you anything. And she said, no, thank you.
This must have been when she was in the net. You don't see her reffing too many UFCs of late. In fact, I can't remember the last time we saw her.
She sent me a long list of things she wouldn't talk about. And I was like, well, that's
anal
all.
Anal sex.
That's all the shit we were interested in speaking about. Like, never mind. Have a nice day.
Yeah. If we can't talk about that.
You want to come on the show and do what? Say, just like nod your head and say yes.
Yes.
No. Yes. No. No. These things are not. There's no rules.
That's right.
I mean, that's.
Fucking whatever happens, happens.
Right. Even anal gangbang. It's totally on the table.
Yeah. Everything's on the table.
Anytime.
Nothing comes off, right?
No.
We should hit some ass to nuts. Some fights happened this weekend. I don't want to talk about them.
Well, I want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
Fuck the UFC for moving that shit last minute because my goddamn TiVo, which is usually on point, I'm like, sweet, I'm going to watch a little, UFC action. Yeah. I'm like, I'm getting excited. I'm like, I haven't watched UFC in a couple weeks. I'm going to check it out. Boom. It's baseball. And I'm like, what happened? And I'm like, I had overtime set for like an hour like I usually do. I'm like, all right, maybe it just happened later because baseball playoffs are on, whatever. Nope. It's some TV show after that. I'm like, what happened? Apparently, they moved it to FX.
Yeah, I was lucky because I saw a tweet about 5 minutes before the event started, which is fucked up because, my DVR is set on Fox Sports 1 to record UFC plus a half hour. So I'm like, I'm fucking covered.
You're brave. I do an hour just in case. You never know.
Right. And then, I see the tweet. And I was like, holy shit. Okay, do I have FX? Okay, I have FX. Found the HD version of it. But then you want to set up the recording, and since it's not a regularly programmed show, when you hit record, I get a half hour. And then the most I can record after that is 2 hours past the start of the program. So then I have to set up multiple recordings and hope I get everything. And then I'm like, fuck, I better make sure the other recording's still recording, so I have two recordings going just in case. Now I can't watch TV because I don't have a fucking TiVo. God damn it.
TiVo. Fuck you, TiVo.
No, we love TiVo.
I'm just kidding.
It's not them.
It's not their fault. It's the UFC. Can you move an event at the last minute?
Stupid baseball.
Shouldn't they know better? It's the playoffs.
It was like, I think it was the longest game in history. Baseball history? Six plus hours.
Isn't that like every baseball game?
Here's the thing. I got an idea for baseball.
What?
When it's tied... have a fucking home run contest. You know how hockey in the regular season has a fucking shootout? Have a home run contest over. Let's get this shit done.
Same with soccer.
Who the fuck wants to watch 6 hours of fucking one-to-one baseball?
Some people do.
Oh, it's so exciting. You know what they need? PEDs. Bring them back. We won't have this problem.
Yes.
Home runs. Geek! Geek! I'll fucking bat lefty now. Geek! Fucking out of the park, bitch!
Well, that'd be like 28-28.
Yeah. See, that is what people want to see, not this fucking, it's a pitcher's duel. Ooh!
Yeah.
Fuck, wants that shit.
I don't want to talk about baseball because my Tigers just totally just shit the bed.
Whatever.
They shit the bed.
Baseball.
In the playoffs, whatever.
Yeah, it's, I have two teams here. I don't even care about
it's
them
hockey
anymore.
Season starting up, but in a couple days, right?
I don't know.
This week,
I think. I don't know. We got footballs. I don't even know what's happening.
I have
there.
Not watched. I was just telling my wife this weekend. We were watching Michigan State and Nebraska play last night. I was like, this is the first football game I've watched this year. She's like, really? Well, yeah, it's week five, and I have not watched a single. This is really weird.
Wow.
Like, I've literally not watched a single football game. Not even 5 minutes of it. It's very strange. And I don't miss it. It's weird.
Things change,
it
right?
Does. It does. I mean, I like football. I still watch it, but if it's on, but it's just kind of like, meh.
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 Yeah,
I'd rather do something else. Mm-hmm. I'll watch the shit out of some soccer, though.
See? Now your flavors have changed.
I love soccer. It's the best. Anyways, it's time for Ask the Nuts. We're not even going to talk about the fight.
Fucking a couple
Rory
guys.
Rory McDonald kicked the shit out of, was it Tarek Zafin?
Yeah, let's pit the number two guy up against the number nine guy, because that
number
makes
90?
Total sense.
Two versus 90. It's not a railroading
it
at all. Rory McDonald looked pretty good, though. I have to say.
Does he fight like that all the time?
No,
though?
He's very timid, but in this
fight he was
not timid in this fight. He put it to him. I mean, I was pretty impressed. We'll see. I do notice some holes in his game. I think an upper level striker can knock him out because when he throws that overhand right,
his
left hand comes down to here. It's like hit me in the chin. It's gonna happen, man.
And then who else won? Rick Story. Beats Gunnar and Allison, pretty much dominates him. Mm-hmm. And then somehow Gunnar gets one of the judges to score the fight for him when it was a clear at least 4-1 for Story. I didn't watch the whole fight. I like the fight pass because it has the markers to show you when the exchanges come. But, you know, I'm not too excited about the last few cards. And, I think you had the build up for UFC 178, less the main event, but fucking really good card. I'm waiting for the next one. Where's my next one?
179?
Eh.
Who's on that?
I think that's the Aldo Mendez.
Okay.
If I remember correctly. But
I gave no fucks about that fight.
No.
I don't know what's happening. It's very strange. Maybe we should change the show.
To what?
I don't know. Something
Bellator.
Something else nuts.
Bellator nuts. Can we get behind them?
Or I don't
see,
know.
I feel like another organization needs to go the Pride route. You could go with the Pride rules. That's a good start. You could go with the steroids. That's another good start. And maybe some open weight. Why can't we have an open weight?
Bring back soccer kicks.
Yes. An open weight fight, too. They do it in the jiu-jitsu, no?
Yes.
You have an open weight class?
They
Why can't
do.
We have an open weight
The absolute division, they call it.
Okay, absolute. Not well-versed in the jiu-jitsu.
Absolute division.
See?
So,
I don't know. We'll get some ass nuts. We're being brought to you by Under Armour this week.
Now we're finally at the tail end of the show. We have a deal going on?
Yes. You get free shipping on orders $45 or more.
Whoa.
With code MMAUA45.
MMAUA45.
Yes.
Okay.
If I remember it correctly.
It's a long code, but
it sure is.
MMAUA45.
And I can't change slides, so we're just going to stick on this one. Fuck it. Hopefully I'll remember when I see my hand raised. This is the time for Matt to edit. Waves. Smiles. All good. Mikey B asks, he says, is Reem getting paid to do a Bob Sapp?
I want to be respectful here. But at
Why? This show is all about respect. If you said respectful, I would respect that.
I wanted to give him respect. I don't know, dude. It seems awfully strange this guy keeps getting knocked out all of a sudden. Why is that, man? The juice is loose?
Yeah. He needs a needle about this long in his ass.
And he'll be all good?
It's a big needle.
Yes. Are you trying to say he has a big ass?
No, I'm just saying they use a big needle. Did we answer the question yet?
I'm not sure.
Is
no
Reem getting paid to
no,
do a Bob?
No, because I think he Bob's no dude. Bob's
Bob, Bob taps out when he walks in the octagon or the ring or whatever.
Reem goes out on his shield. He'll get knocked out. He don't care. But Sapp will just be like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah, I've taken enough punches to the face. I've taken approximately two. and that's plenty good for me. Tap, tap.
It's like a golf clap.
I'm done.
He taps out. Matthew Feeney. I don't know this, but here we go. How do you think 2 Chainz would do in the heavyweight division? With a good Chainz camp, of course. I think he is a hip-hop singer.
Probably not well.
I'm going to say not well. I agree. Matt Hines says, I do not want to win anything. I'd just like to know, why can't we get the UF motherfucking C on one motherfucking channel?
Exactly.
Just one, maybe two. But why, Ingo?
Yes, me. Yes. We just talked about this. It's total bullshit. I shouldn't have to jump around trying to figure out where the fuck to watch this thing. I can't even. Okay, I don't have the time.
Jump around.
As it is
jump
to around. Watch the shit live.
Get up, and get down.
So if it's going to be recorded,
as I
rap to the soundtrack that Matt's putting
jump,
down,
jump.
It should be on the one channel. I agree with you. I don't know why they have to jump around.
It's nonsensical.
Bullshit.
Gustavo Ribeiro. When will we ever see an MMA fight between you two?
Never.
I mean, although Matt is bigger and on TRT, Ingo has a superior ground game and cardio.
No, I do not. that is the problem. I will never catch Matt. He is stronger and now he has
more
TRT.
Experience.
He has TRT in his corner.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
I will juice. Maybe if I super juice myself.
Yes, I think we should have a juice battle. See who can get to the Jesus.
I may
load.
Have more cardio. That might be my only winning factor. So if I can take punishment for 3 minutes, then I'll be good.
Yeah, I'll finish you though. Those three.
That's the thing. I gotta be able to avoid. I need a Diego Sanchez, this motherfucker.
Yeah,
that's
what you gotta come hard and come
just
fast.
Bleed.
Put the pressure on me.
It's all good.
And then hope that I don't chop you with a leg.
Yeah. The thing, yeah, no, Matt has way more experience. It will not be a...
Yeah, I've got probably, like, shit, I don't know, 30 years of experience?
I have 3. Maybe 6.
No, five. You got more. You probably 5 or 6.
5, yeah. Whatever.
I got a little bit more. We would never fight.
No.
We would just play.
We tried it. He kicked the shit out of me. Remember your garage? That was
brutal.
Well,
I wanted to give you a little taste before you step into
that
stuff.
That was brutal.
That was going light just to give you a taste.
I do not like being hit in the face. I've discovered that pretty quickly. So, you know, it's an acquired taste, I think.
Yeah.
You have to get used to it.
Yeah. I think the whole sparring thing, it's a little weird too. It's
is
like,
it?
You got to get used to it.
Yeah.
Well, we'd do it too. I'm like, okay, I'm going to start throwing some head kicks, so be ready.
What I did like was when we were going to Flow, and they had us doing that, like, you can do just this or just that. So, like, I know you're going to throw only hands or you're only going to throw this, so I can prepare to, you know. But if it's everything, all it's a lot going on. Mm-hmm. I think you can't appreciate like, how much happens in a fight until you really try to spar somebody, and it's, you know. I mean, even like we see some of like, remember when Jonatus was like sparring and I was like, whoa, these guys are going really hard.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, no, that's normal. I'm like, that looks like they're trying to kill each other. He goes, and then one guy clips another guy and he's like, oh, and now they go
well,
a little harder.
Then it escalates because there's so, a certain level you go to. And then if one guy hits the other guy, now it goes to this level.
Yep.
Then it goes to this level. And if the instructor is not telling people to back it down, it just keeps escalating up until it's a fucking fight at that point. You're not sparring. Now you're fucking fighting.
Yep.
So the answer to the question, we'll never
happen.
MMA fight.
It's happened once, sort of, and I did not like it.
I just like fighting.
Yes,
I can't help myself.
I do not.
Andrew Wilkinson, what make are your chairs? These would be the Lazy Boys. I don't know what model, but
2001 edition.
Yeah. Yes,
whatever
they're quality. They're still
about
comfortable.
10, 12 years. They are. They're super comfy. I love them.
And who did the most work making the set?
Matt.
It was a combination, though. We were floating ideas back and forth.
You put all this shit together.
What we want, and then I just built what we thought.
Matt's like the master. He's like a carpenter. He's like Jesus. He builds things.
I do. I am like Jesus. You have water. You want me to turn it into wine?
Yes.
I'll jerk off into
or TRT.
It. Whatever.
Yes.
I will inseminate a nation, if that makes sense.
Okay.
What was that line about getting all the ladies
pregnant? My baby?
Yeah. You don't want that.
Yeah.
You don't want that ever. Justin Dr. Bon Carter. Have you guys ever caught a boner watching a woman's fight? When haven't I?
I have not.
My pants are always off.
I have not, unfortunately.
Misha Tate, Ronda Rousey? What?
Yeah. Still not. Not for me.
It's always hot. I can't help it. Two women going at it, fighting. It's hot. It's hot as shit. It's combining porn and fighting, two of the things I love.
Perfect.
Yep. Follow-up question. How epic was the fuck you guys didn't give about the fights this weekend?
Epicness.
It's, of course. Oh, and if Mark Hunt and Cyborg walked in the room, who would you let you hit you in the face with their dick first, since I know you would let both of them do it, Matt?
Are you talking to you, I believe? He doesn't think I would ever let anyone hit me in the face with a dick. So
I feel kind of blasphemous. It's kind of blasphemous.
Yes, this question is solely directed at you.
Moving right along. Lamondo Lee, if the UFC held a tournament for the belt at 185 and 155, who would you favor? And he says the tournament is Bellator style.
Hmm.
185 tournament style.
85 tournament. I'm going to say Jacare.
Fine. I'm not even going to put up an argument.
55ers?
Do those guys even fight anymore?
Seems like not. 55ers, I'm going to have to go and head and say with, I don't think the champ will.
BJ Penn moving back up to 55.
There you go.
With a John Sullivan type boxing style. I hear it works pretty effectively in training.
Apparently.
Waiting to see how it'll play out in the octagon.
Yes.
Ryan Smith, which UFC 181 title fight are you most looking forward to? Pettis versus Melendez or Hendricks versus Lawler?
I think the Hendricks versus Lawler fight will not happen.
What?
I'm going to go ahead and say injury.
Again? For who?
Yeah, both.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Both. You're putting your injury taint all over this?
I'm feeling like
you're
a strange...
teabagging this fight?
I'm feeling a strange injury plague on that fight for some strange reason. I mean, you got Hendricks with bicep issues, and I think Lawler was having some shoulder problems or something. I feel like there's going to be injury bug plaguing that fight.
Is this how Horry McDonald gets his title shot then? Because we're going to have get an interim belt?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Curious. I like the Hendricks versus Lawler fight if it does happen.
I hope it does, but didn't they already fight?
Yeah. Let's do it again. Fuck it.
Why not?
We like twos. Shit, let's do it three, four times. You could do five.
Three times, lady.
Five or six. Orlovsky, Sylvia.
Number 12.
Come on. Make it happen. Last question. Ryan Smith, hottest fight in MMA history? Cat versus Misha? Cat versus Ronda, Ronda versus Misha, or Ronda versus Gina?
How about Cat versus Gina?
Yep. That's where I went to.
You missed one.
Because Cat, for her last fight, like, she got an ass on her. Because if you look at her in the Tate fight, she wasn't all filled out. And then this fight is like, God damn, that chick is thick. Mm-hmm. She's looking good. Mm-hmm. Like, her and Gina... Get it on.
Yeah, I like that one.
Woo-wee! It's Chris Farley.
Gina will never fight MMA ever again.
No, she's done. The Hollywood contracts, they're not going to let her jeopardize.
The face?
Yes.
Probably not.
And then Honda Halsey will get out before any of that shit happens.
Yep.
We'll never fight the Cyborg. I still will stand by
that. The Cyborg will wreck that face. Wasn't it? It's like going to be like Fight Club. Remember when he like wrecks that guy's face? That's going to be Cyborg versus Ronda Rousey.
Well, that was Cyborg versus Carano. I mean, look what she did to her. She fucking retired her.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing will happen against Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
They should just catchweight that shit. Fuck it. Don't be scared, homies.
141, 142, something like that?
Yeah. Well, we need a 45-pound division. I don't know why we got to keep going to these lighter ones. Like, you do the 35 for women, and then you're going to do this high weight 115 or whatever.
Yeah, I stopped watching The Ultimate Fighter. I don't want to say things that I don't want to say, but I'm going to say.
Just be honest. Fuck
the
it.
Number one reason why I can't watch that show is Felice Herrig. I just can't do it. She bothers me. I really can't stand watching her on television. It's making me crazy. I try to watch it, and every time she comes on, I'm like, I don't like the show because she's just like,
she's killing your love of the sport right there.
Yeah.
Huh.
She's too something. I don't know what the word is. Anyways.
Yeah,
she's supposed to fight this week. I'll be rooting against her.
Good for you. She would put bets on her for losing.
Oh, I should. That's happening in 2 days. I should do that. Can you do that somewhere?
I don't know. That's not a safe bet. You need to know stuff.
What?
Because it's already happened, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe
I don't like to bet on things that have happened.
She lost. She loses. Loses. Lost. Losses.
Something.
Can you bet on the Ultimate Fighter?
I'm sure you can. You can bet on anything.
Hmm. Even though it's already happened?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But they shouldn't take that bet because...
No. It's not a smart move.
It's already happened. People know the outcome. They shouldn't. You got any knowledge for this week?
Knowledge.
Roll this shit up.
Well, I do have some knowledge.
Go ahead.
I opened up my smoker yesterday.
Not a vaporizer.
No, no. This was a barbecue smoker.
Okay.
And I had planned on smoking some ribs. And number one lesson is try not to smoke when it's very windy because it's impossible to keep the temperature even.
Ugh.
But number one lesson I would say is make sure that you do not leave coals that have been previously used, because in smoking there's a lot of drippings, and mm-hmm. I believe I had drippings on my coals, and there was some coals still that were on, and I opened up my smoker and there was literally mold from the bottom all the way to the top.
Holy shit.
Just green shit. It was really scary. So huh. I rinsed it all out, and I turned it. I put like a whole bag of charcoal in it, and I ran that,
fucker
at like
out.
700 degrees
yeah.
for like 2 hours.
Yeah,
and burned everything out, and it was fine after that. But I mean, it just lesson learned. Lesson learned. You can't. I don't know. It was literally just the coals left from. There was a couple of unused coals, and I think the drippings from the last smoke I did maybe a month ago.
Yeah,
somehow that
How
molded.
Because like think about a normal grill. Like, I've never seen.
Well, there was a little bit of water in the bottom pan in the smoker, so I wonder if somehow that had an effect on it. But, dude, it would freak me to fuck out. It was, like, literally, imagine just, like, green all the way around. I thought my smoker was ruined. I'm going, no, what happened?
The fuck?
And I Googled it, and they were like, yeah, just rinse it out, you know, try to scrub it a little bit, and then just run it as
Burn
high
it.
As possible.
Burn oh, those yeah. fuckers.
And the food was fine. Turned out okay. Not my best effort on the ribs, which the last time was really great, but this time because it was going from like 220 to like 280, 220. It's no good for ribs. Ribs need to be like nice and even. But clean your shit. Totally clean.
Did you get your defense soap out and start?
No. I got my thermometer read 680 degrees, so I'm like.
Fuck, goes that high?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I got one of those. I recommend it if you're going to do long cooks. They have digital probe. It's like $40. You can get like a little wireless digital probe thing, and it tells you. You know,
cool. I need to know my internal temperature at
There's
all
two.
Times.
There's one for the barbecue and one for the food. So if you're doing like a brisket, you can stick the probe into it. Anally, of course. Rectally.
Yes.
Yeah.
You get pregnant.
But seriously, the mold. It's crazy. I should have took pictures.
You should have.
It freaked me the fuck out. I was
sometimes
like,
the sight cannot be unseen.
It was gross. I thought my smoke, everything was ruined. And then I was happy to hear that, you know, rubbing and running high temperatures are fine.
Yeah.
The other thing you could do, which is what I did this time, is open up all the vents when you're done smoking and just let it
burn
it out. Everything out. Yeah, and then usually it should kill whatever's in there. But that's never happened to me on a barbecue, but... Mm-mm. I think because smoking is such low temperature, maybe it's primed for festering.
Yeah, the only time I saw that happen was in like a workout bag in the side. If you forget some sweaty clothes in there once, and then a couple weeks later you come back in, and you're like, holy fuck, what's growing in here?
Yeah, fungus.
That is to be expected.
Yes.
Disgusting. A lot of dirty fuckers that you train with.
Oh, yeah.
That's it?
That's it. That's been this week's instrument. Blah, blah, blah. That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Inga Weigold.
Matt Griffith.
See you next time.
Thanks for playing.